Gis about Gerim. We left off on the bottom, 2 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav on the base. The Shia tonight is dedicated again to Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Arbisfeld, who just passed away from this sickness, Rabbi Chaim Berab Avraham. The Gemara has Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa on the bottom. Misha Bobi Amma Gerani. So the Rabbi Natam explains in the Tesis on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, the Ramazka B'Muchzog Loch, it means we know that the person was an Ochri, and he has a Jewish name, and we always knew him. He lived in the neighborhood, you know, he's not Jewish. And he comes and he tells us that he was Nizgayer. So he says, can I get a chazaka? Let's say if that Taisis on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibra Maska B'Muchzog Loch, quotes a story from Psochem Daf Gimlo and Beis. There was a Nochri who used to go to Yerushalayim every year, and he would claim that he was Jewish, and he would pay money to become a Shutev in the Korban Pesach, and eat from the Korban Pesach. And he knew that it says in the Chumash that you're not allowed to kolpa nechal or yachal, not allowed to the Jews. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs, but the Nochri is not in violation of the Din. The Jews who share the Korban Pesach with him, if they know that he's a Nochri, they'll be in violation of the Din. So he fooled them all into believing that he was a Jew. So he was once bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that he fooled all the rabbis in Yerushalayim. Every year he goes and he eats Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira tricked him, so he said, no, they know that you're Jewish. Did they ever give you the Alya? So he said, no, they never, the fatty tail. So he said, no, they never gave me the Alya. So he said, because they know that you're a Nochri. They only give the Alya to the Jews. So the next day, so you go, next time you ask for the Alya, you see that they know that you're not Jewish and they're not going to give you. Next day he went and he said he wants the Alya. So they said, what are you talking about? The Alya is Korban the Mizbeach. Nobody eats the Alya. So he said, no, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told me I should ask for the Alya. So they were wondering, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira tell him to eat the Alya? So they discovered that he wasn't even Jewish at all. Then the Gemara says that they killed him. That's the question, why did they kill him? It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Kol Bnei Echol Eyochol Boz Din on the Jewish Shutvim in the Korban Pesach. It's not an Aver on the part of the Nochri. So some Mefarshim say that it was Midin Gezel, that he bought a share in the Korban Pesach on the false pretenses. And that's a Gezel. Whenever you buy something on the false pretenses. And if the Moichel would have realized that all the conditions, all the Metzias, he would never have sold it to you. So that's a Nisa Gezel. That's why they killed him. Others give other pshatim, whatever. But our Kolpanim Taisus points out Taisus there in Pesachim Gimelim and Beis. You see, and our Taisus Mem Zayinim and Aleph Dibam Lascha B'Muchzog Loch. So on the seventh line, so it says Pesachim Lav Gimelim and Beis Visham. The word Visham means that on that daf there's a Taisus that talks about the same topic. Whenever it says like that, whenever they give a daf and it says Visham, means on that daf there's a Taisus that talks about the topic. So the Taisus there says, and the Taisus here says the same thing. You see, even that Gemara, that if an unknown person comes to me, to Bezin, and he claims that he's Jewish, you believe him. So what's the whole sugi over here talking about? No, here we're talking the Muchzog Lon Shuhu Nochri. We know his name is Flanagan. He looks like a Nochri. He doesn't look Jewish at all. And he claims that he is Nizgayarti. Misha Bobi Yama Gerani, he claims that he was Megayar, and he's no longer a Nochri. So that's really, that shouldn't be covered with the dinam of Eidechad. That's Eidechad Kenegar HaChazaka. He's the Cheskos Nochri. And he's saying, Faker, that's what we learned at the beginning of Perek Huisha Rabbah. After we finished Achilat, we started Huisha Rabbah. So Huisha Rabbah, that's how the Chachmei Ashkenaz read the Gemara. That's how the Ramot Paskins in Yerideya. That Eidechad Nemisim doesn't apply Kenegar HaChazaka. So that's what the Bryce is talking about, Mishabog. So Taisus says, yes, the din should be Eidechad and Bisur. By Mominus and by Nefoshis, we have Sukkim that in each day Eidim. By Dovish and Yerva, you have one possible that says, Al Pishnai made him up, Shlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis. That's din in Nefoshis. Then you have another possible, Al Pishnai made him up, Shlosh Eidim, Yokum Dover, The Gemara understands Yaakov Medaber goes on Didi Maminus, that in order to ascertain the facts of the case in Didi Maminus, you need two Eidim. And then you have Gzera Shava, it says in the Chumash, a man is married and he divorces his wife. Kimotza Bo'er Vazdor, he discovered that she is a Soita Asur Labayla. She was Mizanatach. How did he discover it? What, he walked into the bedroom in the middle and he found her in the middle of this nus. The Gemara says, no, Dabar Dabar Mimam, it says, Kimatza Ba'er Baz Dabar, he discovered based on two Eidim, just like it says by Mamanis, Hapishnei Eidim, Hapishlosh Eidim, Yachum Dabar, and the word Dabar appears in the Pasuk of Mamanis in connection with the requirement of two Eidim. So too we learn that from the Gzereshava, Dabar Dabar Mimam, that Dabar Shabi Erva requires two Eidim. So that's the question, what's the definition of Dabar Shabi Erva? The different, three different opinions, what's the Dabar Shabi Erva? So then we have three dinim. There's a din Mamanus needs to aid him, the Farshis needs to aid him, Dovish Yerva needs to aid him. It's a question, how do you define Dovish Yerva? And then there's a fourth din, Eidech Nam and Bisur. So the question is, a person comes and he says, I'm Jewish. And he says, I'm Jewish. My name is Schechter. My mother was Jewish. My grandmother was Jewish. All the way back, I'm Jewish. So do you say, Eidech Nam and Bisur? Eidech Nam and Bisur only applies when the person is Jewish. Here he's telling me that he's Jewish. So Taisus says, Mikan Yesh Lomot Venat Gemara. The Gemara says he came to Yerushalayim and he said that he's Jewish and he wants to participate in the Korban Pesach. So you see, Eidech Nam and Bisur, unless Taisus suggests maybe it's not based on Eidech Nam and Bisur. Maybe to establish that a person is Jewish, maybe we should call it a Dovah Shabbi Erva. We'll have to discuss why. Maybe that should qualify as a Dovah Shabbi Erva, should really need to aid him. But why should a person come and say that he's Jewish and he wants to eat from the Korban Pesach? Maybe he's not that we sell him, we give him a share in the Korban Pesach based on Eidech Nam Bisur. Maybe he's based on Roiv. A Rubat Alaysa Kaman, Taisus calls it a Chazaka. The word Chazaka has different meanings. Sometimes the word Chazaka means status quo. And sometimes the word chazaka means muchzuk, that possession is 9/10 of the law, whoever's holding on to the moment, tachas yoda, birshusai, and a different meaning, chazaka. The tlazin, they have a chazaka, different meanings, and sometimes the word chazaka just means a ruba delesa kamon, a probability, the likelihood is. The Taisa says they're not sure. You see from this Gemara, if a person comes and he says, and I'm Jewish, we believe him, either because eidecha nevi visuim, because establishing the status as a Jew is Eidech Nam Yisurim, it's not called Dovah Shabbi Erva, or even if you say that it is a Dovah Shabbi Erva, but Roiv is good also. Roiv is good in Dovah Shabbi Erva. Roiv is good in Dovah Shabbi Erva. So that's in the case where we don't know who he is, one way or the other, we don't know anything about him, and he comes and he says that he's Jewish. So that's the premise that's given, that's the Gemara Psochim, that we assume he's Jewish. Either because Eidech Nam Yisurim, or because Ruba Deleisa Kaman. Chazok, Kol HaBoim Lefanena, but Torah Yahadus, he claims that he's Jewish. He probably is Jewish. But here we know that he was a Nochri, and all of a sudden, for 20 years, we knew the fellow in the neighborhood, he's not Jewish. Now he comes and he says, Nizgayarti, is he Naman? So the Brisa says, Yochel Nekableno, maybe he'll say that he's Naman. We know that he's a Nochri. Maybe I should say, Eidech is Naman. No, Tamalam Yitzcha b'muchzak loch. No, he doesn't have them on us in such a case. He's b'cheskas nach, he doesn't have them on us. Well, what happens if Bobi eid avim aminayim? What if he comes and he brings two witnesses? Eid avim, not eid echad. Bobi eid avim, the Nachri Flanagan, comes and he says, Nitzgayar, you knew me for 20 years, I wasn't Jewish. You knew me when we were in the army together, I wasn't Jewish. But since then, I converted. And he brings two Eidim to testify like that. So how do you know, Minayin, how do you know that you believe the two Eidim? Tzagdim matam alam l'chayot chitkev di'artzichem ha-pasik. We learn that from an extra word in the pasik. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what word do you see is from the pasik. We learn that from the pasik that he is Neman. The Gemara is going to ask on the next daf on them Zainim and Aleph. What better biru can you possibly have required? Why should they be Havamina? If two witnesses come and they say that this non-Jewish person converted, and we remember we were there by the Geirus, or everybody in the neighborhood knows that he was Megayer. So if you have two Eidim come and they say, why is that, what do you need a pasuk? to say that the Tu'edim believe. Tu'edim believe the Nevashis, Tu'edim believe the Mammonis, Tu'edim Arabis believe. Why should there be a Havamin over here that Tu'edim should not be believed? So the Gemara is going to explain, it's talking about Eidmi P'eid. Not that the Eidim say, we were there by the Gerus. They say, we heard in the neighborhood that he was Micaiah. We asked those donna. What's Intake Eidmi P'eid?
Says Mew.
Let's see, I come home and my wife gives me a fleshik supper. So how do I know that it's kosher? My wife tells me that it's kosher. How does she know? Because she bought it from the butcher shop. And how does the butcher know? Because the delivery man told her. There was a Jewish delivery man and he told her that it's kosher. How does the delivery man know? Because he picked it up from the slaughterhouse. How does he know? Because the sheikh had told the people, and they told this one. It's Eid Mipiyed, Mipiyed, Mipiyed. So Eid Mipiyed, the Gemara says, Eid Mipiyed is always good by Yisav Hetta. But Eid Mipiyed by Mammonis and by Nefashis, by Dabash of the Yervo, is not a good beer. So the Brisa says, how do you know? Bobi Eid of Yimaminan, how do you know that even Eid Mipiyed is good? In other words, that I treat Geirus like Yisurim. That Eid Mipiyed is acceptable. So the Gemara says, "Tamalam ochayogitchem gabi artzachem." I treat geiris like yisurim. Eid mipiyed is acceptable. The Gemara is going to quote here on the fourth line on Mem Zayinam and Aleph. It says, "Divrei Reb Yudah is a long brisa. Reb Yudah is makel. Lachachamim arim. The Chacham disagree in a certain detail." So this is the question. The Rush in the back of the Gemara. You have the Rush. The Rush raises a question. Maybe this statement that the Brisa has on the last line, where the Gemara interpreted, for the Eid of Ima, that Eid Mipiyed is acceptable to be Mevara, that a person is a Ger, is Becheskas Nochri. We knew him for 20 years as a Nochri. And now to Eid him come and say Eid Mipiyed, that he's really Jewish. So maybe that's only Reb Yudah's opinion, who is Mekon. Maybe the Chachamim would disagree. That's what the Rosh raises the possibility. Why? So the Rosh is raising a, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rosh seems to be raising a possibility that is a fundamental machlokes between Reb Yudah, who is Mekol, and the Chachamim who are Machmer. What's the status of Geirus? To establish that a person is Jewish, do you really say Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim? Or do you say, no, it's a Dovah Shebi'erva? Why in the world should it be a Dovah Shebi'erva? So there are different opinions. What's the definition of Dovah Shebi'erva? So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rambam in three different places in the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that Eid Echad is Nemen B'Yisurim. And Eid Echad comes and he says that this meat is Nevela meat. Or this meat is Chazer. You're not allowed to eat it. So Eid Echad is believed. Then someone goes and he eats this meat. So the Rambam says, If two witnesses warned him, don't eat the piece of meat, we're going to give you Malkus, because we know for a fact that it's Chazer, or we know for a fact that it's Nevel. How do they know for a fact? Because an Eid Echad said so. An Eid Echad is Nemen B'Yisurim. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, even though you need two Eidim to give Malkus, that means you need two Eidim who will testify to the fact that the man ate the treif of food. But to establish that it was traced, that's Eid Echad is Nemen B'Yisurim. So at the end of the day, the fellow's going to get Malkus based on the Eidus of the Eid Echad. So that's how the Rambam words it. To establish that the piece of meat is traced is sufficient with Eid Echad. Or he gives you another example. A Kohen is not last week's Sedra, Parshas Amar, so it begins, a Kohen is not allowed to marry Gusha Zayin of a Halola. So Eid Echad comes and he says, she's a Gusha Zayin of a Halola. So the Rambam writes, Eid Echad is Neman, to establish that the woman is Asur LaKahuna. And then later on, if a Kohen lives with the woman, and there are two Eidim who warned him, and they testify he was living with the woman, then the Kohen will get Malkus. So that's an example. We established that this woman is Asur LaKahuna based on Eid Echad. But the fellow who violated, the Kohen who violated Aver, and he married her, he's going to get Malkus based on the Eid Echad, but you need to aid him to say that he did the other. So the Rambam gives it, the Rambam has it in three different places. He quotes this from the Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Rambam gives as a mashal, Ha'isa Ratzma, Eid Echad Yuchza, Eid Echad establishes that the woman is a Grusha Zayin of a Halola. So the Machne Ephraim has essays, and he has short he'oris on the Rambam. So he has he'or on the Rambam. He says most of the Rishonim disagree with this Rambam. Most of the Rishonim hold that to establish that a woman is a Grusha Zayna B'Halola is labeled as a Dovish Adiyarva, and you would need two Eidim. Eidecho would not be believed. Because the Gemara says, the original Pasuk, what's the original Pasuk that you derive that Dovish Adiyarva needs two Eidim? The Chumash says, a man is married, and he divorces his wife because Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dova. He discovered that she is a Saita, there's a Saita Vadai and a Saita Sofik. Saita Sofik, that the Parsha Saita and Chumash Bamibam, Parsha Nosai, that a man suspects that his wife is having an affair with someone else, and he warns her, there's kinui in stira. The kinui means he warns her, altistri mishploni, I think that you're having an affair with someone else, and he says, I don't want you to be alone with that person. Not basesa, altistri mishploni. And then she doesn't listen, and she violates it. She says to the husband, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. And there's no Issa Yicha because Baila Bahir, since the husband has his business in the same city where they live, so the woman, the married woman, is not in violation of Yichud if she's with someone else in the apartment, if the husband can come home at any time. That's it, then Baila Bahir, there's no Issa Yicha. That's a Gemara, the end of Kiddushin. Lashi learns on that Gemara, Baila Bahir, there is an Issa Yichud, but you don't give Makas Mardis if the woman violates it. It lowers the level of the Issa. In the Ikar HaDin, we don't pass like Rashi, we pass like that. By the way, here, there's no Issa Yichud at all, it's Mutter. So the woman tells her husband that you don't know what you're talking about, you're crazy, you're neurotic, and you're too suspicious, and I'm not having an affair with anybody. And she says there's no Issa Yichud, because let's say the husband is choshed that his wife is having an affair with her father. Or with her brother. No, we say yichud with your father, with your brother. And the husband warns his wife, altistri, don't be alone with your father, with your brother. She says, you're crazy. I'm not having an affair with anybody. And she violates the instructions of the husband. He says, there's no, we say yichud with my father, with my brother. You're crazy. So then she becomes asura al-baila. If there was kinui, it was stira. So that's called the saita sofik. And the chumash, that's a saita. That's a saita sofik. At the end of the day, we still don't know whether she was zinsa or loy zinsa. And a Saita Vadai means an Eshes Isha Zinsa, that's called the Saita Vadai. So the Pasuk says, if a man divorces his wife because Ki Motza Ba'er Vazdari, he discovered that she was Mazana, she's a Saita Vadai. So then it says, and then Hoch B'Hosh Elishachah, she marries someone else, and the second husband divorces her, or he dies, L'Yichol Ba'la Harishan Sheshuchah, L'Oshav L'Kach, Da'achar Yashayu Tamor. The first husband is not allowed to marry her again. Okay, so the pasuk includes two dinim. L'yichol ba'al harishon is an isa machzik gerusha asai. If I divorce my wife and she marries someone else, and then I want to remarry her because the second husband died or the second husband gave her a get, there's a din of machzik gerusha asai. But all included in the pasuk is machzik gerusha asai. But also included in the pasuk is soita, because it says the reason why the first husband divorced in the first place. Was because kimatz ba'erbas dovar. So it's a lab on a saita. By the saita sofek, if the husband was suspicious of his wife that she's having an affair, and he warns her altistri mishplaini, so then the Gemara says if the husband continues to live with his wife, he's in violation of an isa essay. Which isa essay? In the parsha saita and parsha nasa and chomish ba'midbar, the word v'nistira, the word v'nitma appears three times. V'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma. And the Gemara explains on the first daf in Saita, daf base, Echel Abal, Echel Abal, Echel Truma. But after the husband did kinui, and the wife did stira, after kinui and stira, so the nitma, she's no longer allowed to live with the husband. He has to divorce her now, because she's a Saita Sofik. Unless I'll bring her to the base HaMikdash, give her the Maimah Marim, and she'll pass the test. The Torah promises a miracle. That whenever a husband brings his ishtei saita sofik to the Beis HaMikdash and he gives her the Maimah Marim, if she gets sick, we assume that he has to get divorced. And if she doesn't get sick, there's no reason why she should get sick. Because there's no poison, there's nothing there. It doesn't taste good. You put in a little bit, often the Karkamish can put a little sand in, but she doesn't make so much sand that she's going to die from the sand. So the Torah, this is the one and only place where the Torah promises a miracle you're unavoidable. When you have a Beis HaMikdash and you bring the wife, the Ishta Saita, to the Beis HaMikdash, she can rely on this promise that a miracle will occur. So the Gemara says, if a husband did kinu yastira with the wife, then she's asura la baila, and he's a rese. It's only vinitma, and he's a rese. But if it's a saita vadai, not a saita sofik, if you have two edim that she was mizana, so then it's a loisase, then it's a lav. What's the love? La yilcha ba'al rishon shechuloshu lakach t'achar ha'shahu tamor, because she was mezana with someone else. So that's learned out from that pasuk. So that's so the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam shita seems to be that it's only considered a dovish at the erva if you're ascertaining whether a woman, let's say we know a girl is single, every girl is born she's single. And then we want to ascertain that she is an Eshazish. We want to establish that she's married and she can't marry someone else. So you need two witnesses to testify that the woman is an Eshazish. Or if a woman was known to be an Eshazish and now she says that the husband divorced her. So you have to have two witnesses to testify that Nizgarsha, to say Ishus or no Ishus, to say Nizgarsha on a Pnuya, to say Nizgarsha, on an Eshes Ish, or to say that a Saita, that a married woman has to get divorced, that's through al Baila, you're talking about marriage, a non-marriage, or breaking up a marriage, or let's say to say that an Eshes Kohen was then so, and she has to get divorced. A Kohen is married, and if his wife is Mizana, said even his husband is not a Kohen, he has to get divorced. That's a din of Saita, Saita Vadai. But if the Kohen is married and his wife is a Nensa, then he has to get divorced because that's the definition of a Zayna. Even though he was married, the wife became a Zayna Tachtov, so he has to get divorced. So that's also the Feirish in the Gemara in Kiddushin and Dav Samach Zayin, that to say that an Eishes Kohen was Nensa, she has to get divorced, that's called the Dovish Adiyev. So those four cases, the Ramal, those four cases are Dovish Adiyev. To establish that a woman is niskatsha, nisgarsha, or that a married woman has to get divorced. Because she was nensa and the husband is a kohen, they have to get divorced, or that the eshetish was zinsa. But if you have a single girl who comes to town, and an erechot comes and says that this girl is a grusha, zaina, or halola, and she's asura lakunim, so the Rambam shita is that that's erechot, then in Bisur, that's not considered a dovish of the erva. The Rambam is dovish of the erva, is only when you're talking about issues or no issues, or you have to break up the issues. You have to get divorced, that's Dovish of the Erva. Other Rishonim say whatever is Gilui Arayas, to testify that the woman is an Eishes Ish, or to set the, I want to marry a girl. I want to marry a girl, and then an Eidecho comes and he says, how can you marry the girl? She's your sister. I said, I don't know that she's my sister. No one knows. The Eidecha says, I know the whole story. This is a brother and a sister. There was a different marriage, right? From a different marriage, a brother and a sister. So that's a big machlokes harishonim. Do you say whatever is considered Gilui Arayis, and you would say Yehoreg Bal Yavar, anything that's Gilui Arayis is considered Dovish of the Erva? So not only Ishus or not Ishus, to say whether the woman is an Eshes Ish or not, to say whether the woman is Achoso or Achazishta or Isho Bita, anything that's Negev to Gilui Arayis is considered Dovish of the Erva. That's the second Shita. And then there's a third Shita that many of the Rishonim hold, that's what the Machne Ephraim writes. A third Shita in Rishonim, whenever you, and that's the one that's relevant to our Gemara, whenever you made a Chal Hashem on a Gavra, whenever you're talking about personal status, whether the woman is a Gush or Zayna Chalola, whether a person is a Cholo, let's say the opening Mishnah in Makkos talks about Eidim Zaymimim. Witnesses testified that someone is a Cholo. How do they know? They give you a whole story. And then two Eidim are Mazim them, and they say, how can you testify XYZ that the Pliny are Chalolim? You say you heard the father tell you this in Philadelphia on such a day. You lived in New York that time. You weren't in Philadelphia, you were in New York. Iman Ayisim Amakam Pliny, you weren't even there. So the Mishnah discusses, how do you deal with the punishment of Kasha Zama? If your Mazim Eidim who wanted to establish that somebody was a Cholo, and the Eidim were Huzma. So the Nesivis has a klal. There's one, the Choshe Mishpat begins with Hilchas Dayanim, and then it shifts into Hilchas Eidim, And Siman Lamed Ches is the last Siman in Choshe Mishpah and Hilchah Zedim, has all the dinim of Eid Zayman. So on that Siman of Eid Zayman, there's a question between the Ksois and the Nesivis. So the Ksois HaChoshen has the following question: what's the din? I was away for a weekend. I come back, and my next-door neighbor rings my bell. Next-door neighbor is a religious woman, and she tells me, while we were away, a non-Jew broke into the house, and he was menasech all the bottles of wine in the house that are open. We have a few bottles that are open. He made trafe all of the bottles of wine by pouring some of the wine. He made a trafe. So to have said, mom, to have to spill out all the wine, it's also banor. And then the next door neighbor was Huzma, we're mazim her. It turns out she was also away for Shabbos. She wasn't even there. She's telling her brother Maisa. She wasn't. What is she? How does she tell me that over Shabbos she saw the Nochri break into the house and be menasseh le'ayin? In Mon Ha'isim, she wasn't even there for Shabbos. She was by her daughter in New Jersey. She wasn't even there in the apartment on Shabbos. So the Ksoshachar, she wants to know, would there be a din of Kasha Zama? Maybe the din of Kasher Zamam only applies when you needed two witnesses. By din Mamanis, by din Nefashis, by Malkus, all the examples that appear in the Mishnais and the first Perek and Makkas are all when you need two eggs. But when Edechanem Misurim, so the Tzais is not sure. Would you apply the rule of Kasher Zamam? Would Kasher Zamam apply? So the Nesiva says, absolutely not. It would not apply because the Gemara has a cloud, the first daf in Saita. That's called the binyanav. Whenever you have a word or an expression that appears in Chumash in any place, and you see what the connotation of the word is, what the connotation of the phrase is, we assume that the whole Chumash was dictated by the one God in heaven above. The Rebbe Shalom dictated the whole Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, using the same style Hebrew. So if a word aid appears in one place in Chumash, and it has the connotation of akat edim, a pair of two edim, then it doesn't mean a witness. Whenever it says edim, means akat edim, a pair of witnesses. Whenever it means a witness, and the singular is going to say ed echad, like it says, lo yokam ed echad b'ish, l'chalav and l'chol chattas, b'chol chaita sheyechta. It says ed echad. So from there you establish a binyan av, that whenever the word ed appears in chumash, kamach m'shenemer ed, harei kan shnayim, it means two edim. So here in the parsha of Kasher Zamam, in the middle of Chumash Dvarim, you have the parsha of Kasher Zamam. It says, "V'hinei eid sheker." So the word "eid" appears, and the word "eid" has the connotation of shnayim. You have to have two witnesses. So that's what the Nesivos claims. The whole parsha of Kasher Zamam, the whole story of Zimim, Kasher Zamam only applies in an area of halacha where the din requires two eidim. So the opening Mishnah Makkos talks about how do you deal with Kasher Zamam. By Adam Zaymimim, who testified falsely that somebody was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, somebody's a Cholo. So according to the Nesivos, if the din would have been that Eid Echad is believed to establish someone as a Cholo, then there wouldn't be any din in all the Kasher Zamam. So what's the whole discussion in the opening Mishnah? Mishnah discusses, the whole Gemara discusses, how do you know that you don't make them a Cholo? What do you mean? The whole din of Kasher Zamam only applies when Allah requires to Adam. So according to the Nesivos, you see from the opening Mishnah, from the first sugya, the first daf of Makkos, that to establish that someone is a cholo, ben grusha mechalutza, is considered like a davish b'yerva, and you need to aid him. What's the definition of davish b'yerva? So apparently, the original pasuk that requires to aid him, kimotzeba erva zdavar, the husband has to divorce his wife, kimotzeba erva zdavar, dava dava mimamin, because two witnesses testified. The Ishto Zinsa, so that establishes that a Dovashe B'Yerva Nich Nei Edim Kshayrim. It's not a Dovashe B'Yerva because it has to do with marriage. That's how the Rambam holds. It has to do with marriage. Most of the Rishonim hold, whenever it's a Chaloshem on the person, you're labeling the woman as a Saita. Or the Rambam's case, you're labeling the woman as a Grusha Zayna V'Chalola. Or the opening Mishnah Makkos, you're labeling the person as a Cholo. Whenever you're talking about a chaloshem on the gabra, personal status, and an individual, we call that a dovish b'yerva. There is a very interesting tshuva that the Avnei Nezer, a letter that the Avnei Nezer sent to the chief rabbi of England, Rabbi Nathan Adler. There was some kind of a kosher le-pesach product, that was processed in England, and it was sent to Poland, and the Balabatam were buying it because it had on the package that it was sold in, had on the package that the chief rabbi, Rabbi Nathan Adler, wrote that he knows for a fact the owner of the factory where this is processed is a Shem Shabbos, a very religious person, and he can be relied upon. So the Avnei Nezer sends him a letter, and he says, that's not acceptable. If you checked all the ingredients, then you know that the product is kosher, that's the din of Erech Adem and Bistum. If you're testifying about a chepta, I testified about a piece of meat, that it's kosher, that it's basar b'cholov, that it's nevela, whatever, that it's chazer. So whenever you're testifying on a chepta, that's Erech Adem and Bistum. Whenever you're testifying on a gavre, on a person, personal status, you're telling me that the owner of the factory is a Shem Shabbos, he can be relied upon. So years ago, you wouldn't need that. Most of the Jews were Shem Shabbos, so everyone has a cheskas kashas, but unfortunately, in recent years, after the reform movement and enlightenment and everything, and the haskalah and everything, so unfortunately, probably rove of the Jews, probably over 50% of the Jews, are not Shomrei Mitzvahs. So to ascertain that a person is a Shomrei Mitzvahs, that's called the Dovah Shebi'erva. So he says you need to aid him. So he writes in the letter that he sent, it's included in the tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer. So he writes in his letter, Yeitivna, please be kind enough, establish a Bezdin of three, and have two people testify in front of the Bezdin that the owner of the factory is a reliable person. And then the Bezdin can write the Ksav Bezdin that we know the owner is reliable, and the owner said that it's kosher, therefore you can rely. But an Eid Echad is going to say that the one who sells the product is a Shem HaMitzvah, it can be relied upon. That's not Eid Echad and these terms up there. Whenever you made on a Gavret, that's the definition of the Machne Ephraim. Whenever you made on a Gavret, that's called Dov Shebi Yavret. Whenever you made on a Chepze, that's Eid Echad and these terms. Yeah, where did he get this from? So he quotes, the Avnei Nezer doesn't quote the Machne Ephraim. The Avnei Nezer quotes Aritvo in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Bitchila, originally, there's an institution of Kiddush HaChodesh. So witnesses would come, they had to know where the Beis Avad is, where is the Bezdin meeting, who has the authority to determine when Rosh Chodesh should be. Any given month can have either 29 days or 30 days. And the dinner is supposed to have Kiddush HaChodesh or Pi Hariya. If it's impossible to have Pi Hariya, so you have Pi HaChesmon, okay. So b'zman hazeh, we do Pi HaChesmon, but because we don't have any smucha, we don't have anybody has any smicha. So 1500 years ago, the Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael, and Bavel, there's no smicha. Chutz Lord, you can't confer smicha. Whoever got smicha in Eretz Yisrael can still function in Chutz Lord as a samach. But you can't confer smicha in Chutz Lord, and can't accept smicha. You can't be the recipient of smicha in Chutz Lord. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. And there was Zeris Hashma, the Nochem who were controlling Eretz Yisrael, kept on making Zeris. Whoever will give smicha, they're going to kill him, and they'll wipe out the whole city where the smicha was conferred. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava put his life in danger, and he lost his life. They killed him because he conferred smicha to five different Talmid Chachamim. So around 1500 years ago, that's when Hillel Hasheni, not the same as the original Hillel, the original Hillel and Shammai were 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. Hillel was the chief rabbi and Shammai was the Al-Bezni, the assistant chief rabbi. That was 100 years before Churban HaBayis, and this is way after the Churban HaBayis. The great-grandchildren are Yehuda Anasi after the Churban HaBayis. So they made the Luach Kavua that we have now. So the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that witnesses would travel to Yerushalayim to testify that we saw the new moon. So there would be two. Let's say one person comes from one location, there's another person comes from another location. So they come to Yerushalayim. Many years the Bezdin was in Yerushalayim. Then after the Churban HaBayis, Bezdin floated from one place to the other. There was still smicha. So many years after the Churban HaBayis. So when the Bezdin would receive two witnesses who say that they saw the new Levana, so they can declare that day, the 30th day, as Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month will only have 29 days. the Mishnah says this system was working well. Tell me, Shekil Kulu Haminim. There were Minim, there were Apikursim who didn't believe in Kiddush Achedish Api Ariya. It was not really explicit in Chumash at all. This was part of the Torah Shavah Peh. Achedish and Salachem, that the Bezin should be Mekabal Eidim, and the Bezin of three should establish when Rosh Chodesh is, on the 30th day or the 31st day, whether the previous month should have 29 days, Rosh Chodesh be the 30th day, or the ending, the month that's ending, should have 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh be on the 31st day. So this is all Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not at all explicit in the Chumash. So the Minim, the Karaites, probably, the Karoim, so they wanted to torpedo, they wanted to destroy the whole system of Kiddush HaKadosh Api Ariya. So they would come and testify falsely that we saw the moon in order to throw the Bezin off from all the whole to confuse the Bezin. So the Mishnah says, Mishikil Kalu Haminim, when the Apikursim started to come and testify falsely that they saw the Levana, how can they testify falsely? They don't believe in the pasuk of giving aid to Sheker. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, and a different issue points out, the Avera giving Eid Shekel, Sanda Berech, Eid Shekel. If I testify against a human being, against a person, I say that you owe money, I say Yechayiv Malkus, I say Yechayiv Misa, I'm saying something about a person. But if I testify, I saw the moon, and it's not true, I didn't see the moon, so I'm not testifying falsely against it. Sanda Berech, Eid Shekel, is an Isa Bidon of Machadera. So if the moon is not my chaver, and the moon doesn't care one way or the other, whether Rosh Chodesh is going to be to take tomorrow or next week. So there's no violation of Tzana. Menchas Chinuch says this to answer a different question. He's bothered with the question. The Gemara says that l'chatchila it's a mitzvah b'shalim Musa to do the Kiddush HaChodesh of Tihariya, based on witnesses testifying that they saw the new moon. What if it's a situation, there are no witnesses, so the Bezin will have to make Rosh Chodesh al-Piyach Heshman without having any witnesses come and testify. So the Gemara says, the Bezin would sometimes have shluchim, who would bribe people to come and testify. Bezin wants today to be Rosh Chodesh, they don't want to wait till tomorrow, they want today to be Rosh Chodesh, but whatever reason. So they would bribe people to come and testify falsely that we saw the moon, and therefore you should make today Rosh Chodesh. Why do you have to bribe like the Bezin make today Rosh Chodesh? The din is you can make Rosh Chodesh even without any Eidim. But the mitzvah b'shalim Musa is to declare it Rosh Chodesh based on Eidim. So it's better. So the Gemara says they would bribe Eidim to give Eidim Shekel. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what do you mean? Isn't there an Aver? So he says, no. The Aver is only Lasana Berecho Eid Shoker. So apparently the Minim, the Apikursim, the Karaites also held like that. Because they used the Mishikil Chalul Haminim, where the Apikursim started to foul up the whole, they wanted to torpedo the whole system. Akidish Achidish Api Hariya, so they would come and give false testimony that they saw the new moon, and it wasn't true at all, they hadn't seen the new moon. So the Mishnah says, Mishikil Chalul Haminim, so the Bezin adapted a new policy. We will not accept witnesses who testify that they saw the new moon to make Rosh Chodesh unless we recognize who they are. We know that this man is an Orthodox Jew and is not going to give Eidah Shek. If we don't know who he is in Tignish, we don't accept this testimony. Then in the name of the Perek, Emei Makirim also. What if the Bezdin, the witness who saw the moon, most of the people in the village were watching TV or something. They weren't outside. The one person, one or two people who saw the moon, are unknown to the Bezin in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, also, if we think that the Bezin in Yerushalayim will not recognize these people, they won't accept their testimony because they're not known, they don't know who they are, then it says in the Mishnah, they send along two witnesses to testify that they're Orthodox Jews and they should accept their testimony. So the Rabbi Kiveger and the Mishnayis, that's what the Avnezer quotes. Rabbi Kiveger has Chidushim on the Mishnayis. A lot of times Rabbi Kiveger has in the Chidushim on Mishnayis things that you don't find. Rabbi Kiveger on the Gemara doesn't have it. A lot of times the Chidushim are only on the Mishnayis. Sometimes the Chidushim are only in the Tshuvas. You have to look in all of Rabbi Kiveger's Svarim to get a full picture of what he wants to tell you. So Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayis quotes this Ritva, and he quotes a Pri Chodesh who says the same. Why does the Mishnah say you need two witnesses to testify? satisfied that he's an Erlich Yid, that he's an Orthodox Jew, and he's not going to be Meshaker, why isn't the Erlecha never be Yisurim? So he says, because whenever it's a Chal Hashem on the Gavra, whether he's religious or not, is he kosher lahoid, Chal Hashem on the Gavra, you need to wait. Erlecha Nemeh Yisurim is on a Chaticha, to say that it's also Mutam. And the Rambam says, not so. So that's there's room to say, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said much of this. He didn't say over the, he used to say over Avnei Nezim. This one he didn't say over. So he, maybe he read it, he liked this definition. It's against the Rambam, but he liked, he thought this was the definition of Dovah Shebi'era. Chal Hashem Managavra. Whenever you're speaking about the personal status of an individual, to say the woman is a Grusha Zayin of a Chalala, to say that a person is a Cholol, Ben Grusha B'Chalutza, to say that the Isha is a Saitasu Al-Baila, Isha Sish, these are on personal status. So there's room to argue the point and to say that that Geiris is a Dovah Shebi'era. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Rush seems to have that suggestion. The Rush has the suggestion that maybe the bottom line on Mem Vav Mem Beis in the Brisa that says, Bohu the Eid of Imo, Minayin, how do you know if he brings to aid him? And they say he did convert. How do you know that we believe them? So the Gemara says, of course you believe to aid him. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, no, they're only saying, aid me to aid. They themselves don't know. They know in the neighborhood. It's known that the fellow converted, but they don't really know firsthand. It's aid me to aid. Aid me to aid is only acceptable by Yisurim. Aid mitpiyed by mominus, whenever you need two kosher aidim, aid mitpiyed is not acceptable. So the first tana is rebuta, divri rebuta, it says. It says in the brides, divri rebuta vachachamim, the chachamim disagree. Here, where is it? On the fourth line from the top, on mem zainam and al. So the Rush raises a possibility, maybe this is only rebuta vashitosu, whose makel he holds that establishing that a person is a ger is really a edechonam. To say that a person is Jewish is really a edechonam misurim. That the Tosfos wasn't sure. Tosfos pointed out that Gemara in Pesachim Dav Gimel, that the Nochri came and the Nochri was bringing to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. I come every year to Yerushalayim and I fool them into believing that I'm Jewish. They don't ask me if any ID. I tell them that I'm Jewish and they allow me to eat the Korban Pesach. So this is what you see from the Gemara, that it echad nemeh b'isurim to say that I am Jewish. If he's a goy, he's not nemeh. So he's believed to say that he's Jewish. And that makes him kosher. That makes him kosher. So you see, it echad nemeh b'isurim. And the Taisa said, maybe it's not, they're not sure. Is it based on it echad nemeh b'isurim? Is by being believed to say that I am Jewish, that makes him kosher. Or maybe you should say, because Chazaka, Ruba de Leisa Kaman, Rov HaBoim Lefaneinu, Rov people, Ruba de Ruba, people are going to come to Yerushalayim, want to eat Korban Pesach, are going to say that they're Jewish. Why should, which Meshugana guy is going to want to come to say that he's Jewish and eat Korban Pesach? Why should they do that? So maybe you have a right to assume he's Jewish because he go Basarayim. The Tosfos is not sure. So the Rosh suggests maybe this is part of the Machlek Zabuda Nachachamim. The Brisa quotes that they argue about some other point. But the Rush says maybe this is also part of the Machlek. Rabbi Yehuda says that Eid Mipiyed is good by establishing that you're Jewish because it's really Yisurim. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They're more Machmer on a different point. So he says maybe the Chachamim disagree and they hold that Kedusha, to establish that a person is Jewish, maybe that's a Dovah Shebi'era. So maybe since it's a Dovah Shebi'era, maybe Mi'ikarad, then you need to aid him. And aid Mi'ikarad would be no good. Whenever you need two kosher aid him, aid Mi'ikarad is no good. And one, the end of Shabbos says aid Mi'ikarad is good by Yisurim. Always like that. By Yisurim, it's always aid Mi'ikarad. My wife tells me the food is kosher. She heard it from the storekeeper. Storekeeper heard it from the delivery man and so on. It's always aid Mi'ikarad. So that's an interesting rush. That's an interesting rush. So that's how the Brisa begins. The Rabbi Yehuda is speaking, and he says, a person whom we know, if we don't know whether the person is Jewish or not, then he comes and he says, I'm Jewish. That's the Gemara Pesachim Dav Gimel, that you believe him, but we're not sure what the reason is. Is it because of Ruba de Leisa Kamana, because of Eidech Nem Yisur? If you don't hold that it's Eidech Nem Yisur, and therefore, if it's Eid Mipiyed, is also good. And the Chachamim say, no, maybe you need to wait. Then the Brisa has an interesting Havamini here. the top line on Mem Zayin, the Ein Li Ela Ba'aretz, maybe the ability of the Beis Din to be Mekabel Gerim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz, you cannot be Mekabel Gerim. Why? We know that there are Tosfos ask the question here. Ein Li Ela Ba'aretz, the third Tosfos of Mem Zayin and Mem Aleph. Maybe you can't be Mekabel Gerim in Chutz La'aretz. So Tosfos points out, there's a Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, where the Mishnah distinguishes between agricultural mitzvahs, chayvus karka mitzvah li ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a chayvus haguf, chayvus gavra, tefillin, tzitzis, kriyashma, matzah, morer, that's a chayvus haguf, chayvus gavra. So that applies all over the world. Only agricultural mitzvahs are limited only to Eretz Yisrael. So why should I think that you cannot be mekabel ager in chutz la'aretz? That's what Tosfos says. They said, "I have a minus because it says be'artzachem." Okay, the kev nechsi ba'aretz. Since it says be'artzachem, that's the pasuk that the Gemara quoted, the last line. Chiyal agirit kum ger be'artzachem. The last word. Amen. Vavam beis. I would have thought that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. What's the bir hadavar? What's the bir hadavar? So some suggest over here. Well, why should I think? Why should there be such a gzeris hakasuv? So it's interesting. The Beis HaLevi, we must have mentioned that anyway, Beis HaLevi HaChumash understands that the role of the Beis Din by Gerus is not the same as the role of Eidim by a wedding. Let's say they called up two Eidim at a wedding. They called me up to be one of the Eidim. And I think this Shidduch is terrible. I don't think the marriage is going to last. There's something wrong here, it's just not going to work out. But they call me up to be one of the Eidim. So do the Eidim Kiddushin have to agree to the Shidduch? They're attending the wedding. They're watching the Eidim Chosan Hariyam Kodesh asleep, whether they think it's a good idea or a bad idea. You have Eidim, so the Kiddushin is Chal. The Gemara in Kiddushin learns that from a Pasuk. If Chosan is Mekadosh Dekala Beinola Beino, you don't have Eidim watching, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. But the Eidim don't have to agree to the Shidduch. They don't have to approve of the Shidduch. But by the Beis and by Gerim, that's what the Beis HaLevi has Rayas. And we said Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna has a Sefer on Chosh Mishpat, but he has other Rayas. He brings other Rayas, right on his own. Same idea, other Rayas. So they say the Beis and by Gerim has to be Mekabel the Ger. They have to accept him. And if they think it's not a good idea to be Megayer him, they shouldn't accept him. Why do they have to accept him? So the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi and Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna each has a different, slightly different suggestion. Beis HaLevi says that when the ger is nizgar, not only does he join the Jewish religion, he joins the Jewish nation. He joins the Jewish people. So the Beis Din is representing the Klal Yisrael to accept him into Klal Yisrael, to be part of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna and his Sefer has a different suggestion. He was a Poilusha. Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna is a Poilusha, so everything goes with Charifas. Well, the Poilusha Gedolim, everything goes with Charifas. So he has two kashas, and he says one kasha for Aref is the other. So he says, how did Rabbi Yechanan come up with a new din that a ger tzorach shloisha and need a bezna of three? The Gemara increases, Daf Tess, and Aleph learns that all the dinim here, Tessus quoted it. Amen, Vodan, and Beis, Dima Maschal, Ena Zoba, Lo Tvila, Tessus in parentheses says, increases Daf Tess, and Aleph. So we started off with that a few weeks ago. The Gemara increases, says, all the dinim of Geras are patterned after Maimon HaSinai. Based on a pasuk, we should nachrim the same way our ancestors were converted at the time of Maimon HaSinai, that they had a bris milah in Mitzrayim before eating Korban Pesach, so that was love for the sake of the geirus. And then they all said nasa v'nishma, Maimon HaSinai, that's kabbalos on mitzvahs. And then they all had to go to mikveh. Where does it say? It says the married people had to go to mikveh. The Gemara explains where even the single people had to go to mikveh, so you see everybody had tefillah. And then they brought the karbonos at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and says they brought karbonos. So you learn everything out from Maimon HaSinai. You need milah and tefillah in kabbalos on mitzvahs, nasa v'nishma, and you need the korban. So the Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna asked, so how come there was no bezin? You're learning out from Maimon HaSinai all the dinim of geiris, and all of a sudden this din, the second line from the bottom, Amen, Vavim Beis Ger Tzor Shlosha, the ger needs a bezin of three to supervise the geiris, that the tefillah and the mikra should be under their auspices, that's not learned out from Raman Hasina. How come? And if you're going to learn out, if you're going to say the Moshe Rabbeinu had the status like a bezdin, so then you should need a bezdin of Ayin Aleph, because the Gemara Moshe Rabbeinu had the din like a bezdin of Adol. Moshe Rabbeinu Mimakam Ayin Aleph Koi. That's one kasha that he has. How come all the dinim of geiris are based on Raman Hasina? And again, needs a bezdin of three. That's not based on Raman Hasina. How come? Then he has a tveita kasha. Geiris is a contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the geir. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is making a deal. If you'll keep the mitzvahs like this, Shabbos, you're going to lay in the teichacha. So if you keep the mitzvahs, you get schar. If you do averis, then you're going to get onish. There's schar b'onish. So the two parties, whenever you make an agreement between two parties, the two parties have to sign. They both have to agree. They both have to be there. The Maamar Hasina, there was a Gila Shechina. So Klal Yisrael were one side, and the Gila Shechina was the other side. So the two daughters were there. So you can have such a contract, such an agreement. But Lidiris, how do you know you have a right to be Mikabel again? How do you know the Shechina is there? There's no Gila Shechina. The Shechina is always... The Shechina is always there, but how do you know that the Shechina is there to be mekabel again? So Rabbi Shaul HaKutin says one kasha is farenfen with the other, and Maamar Hasina, because there was a gila Shechina, so there was no need to have a bezin, because the two parties to the agreement were there, the Shechina with the Bnei Yisrael. So there was the teichach and chukaisai. It says in the last pasuk in the teichach, we're going to this Shabbos if we be learning. It says Eile Divrei Rabbi Shachar Hashem Bnei Yisrael Hasina. This is the Teichacha that was declared, that was proclaimed at the Bris at HaSinai, after the Aseres HaDibus was said. So the Teichacha was recited then. And the Deiris, if you don't have a Gila Shechina, then you need a Bezin to represent the Shechina. Like it says in the Shir Shalyom, whenever there's a Bezin of three, we assume that there'll be a Hashvas HaShechina there. So when you have Maamar Hasina, when you have a Gila Shechina, so that both parties are there, so there's no need for a bezin. When there's no Gila Shechina, then you need a bezin to represent the Shechina. So they both say the same thing. The bezin by geiris is not the same as Eidus Lekiyam Adaba by wedding. Eidus Lekiyam Adaba, even if they think that it's going to be a disaster, they think that the Shidduch is awful, they're not happy about it, no one's asking their opinion. We just need two Eidim to watch the way the Chosin gives the ring and says, Hari Adnu Kodeshes, that the marriage should take effect. But by geiris, the bezin has to be mekabelim. Why? So the Beis HaLevi says, because the bezin represents Klal Yisrael, they have to accept him into the nation of Bnei Yisrael. And Rabbi Shaul HaKutna has, the bezin has to represent the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the other party to the agreement. You have to have it both parties there. So I mean, I've seen the Shechina was there. And the Doris, if you won't have the Shechina, then you need a bezin being present. If you say like the Beis HaLevi, that the role of the Bezdin is to represent Klal Yisrael, to accept the Ger into Klal Yisrael, so then we can understand very well there are Gemaras that seem to indicate that the Iker Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. There are several dinim that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not agricultural mitzvahs. For example, we just said before, conferring smicha can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's Gemaris and Sanhedrin in the first pair. The one who's conferring the smicha and the one who's receiving the smicha both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never explains what the source of the din is. How did the Gemara know that? That smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam has a Pirish HaMishnayis. Those of us that don't know Arabic, we have to read the Hebrew translation printed in the back of all the Gemaras. So the Rambam and the Pirish HaMishnayis, you should have written it in Sanhedrin in the first parak, where the Gemara talks about all these dinim of smicha. Instead of being where it belongs, it has it shalobim komo. So the Rambam has it in Bchoris, in the Pirish HaMishnayis on Bchoris, and the Mishnah on Daf Chof Tes. The Mishnah says, Rab Tarfon had smicha, and therefore a certain din apply. Therefore, if he made a mistake in Psaki, he doesn't have to pay for causing the hefsimam because he had smicha. So the Rambam writes all the Hilchos smicha there, Bikitza, in the Pirish HaMishnayis, and he explains, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Laaretz are ki yichidim damo. They're not mitzuraf yachad. Eretz Yisrael it's a secular expression, but al pi halacha, it's true. Eretz Yisrael is the national homeland of the Jewish people. So the ikut siruf of Klal Yisrael is only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why that Tosfos there on Gimel Amud Beis and Psochim. Gimel Amud Beis and Psochim, the Gemara tells you that this Nochri was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser, who lived in Netzivan, that every year he goes to Yerushalayim and he fools all the rabbis that he buys a share in the Korban Pesach, and they didn't realize that he's not even Jewish. So Rabbi ben Meser wanted to trip him up, that they should realize that he's not Jewish. So he said, next time you go, you ask for the Aliyah, and you'll see they're not going to give it to you. They know that you're not Jewish. So the Gemara says, next year he went to Yerushalayim, and he said he wants the Aliyah, and they caught him, and they got rid of him. So Tosfos asked, and then they sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser, wow, you live in the Tzivin, and you set a trap in Yerushalayim. Umtsudoscha prusa al Yerushalayim. Umtsud is a trap. Like he said, a net. He set a trap to catch fish. He set a trap to catch a wild animal. So you live in the Tzivin so far away, and you set a trap in Yerushalayim. You know where near Yerushalayim. He set a trap by telling the Nochri you should ask for the Aliyah. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser go to Yerushalayim to be Oyla Regal, to eat the Korban Pesach? The Nochri went to Yerushalayim. How can Rabbi Yehuda, why did he have to set the trap from so far away? The next year, Pesach, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser would go to Yerushalayim, he should have told the people, this fellow is a Nochri. So Tosfos says, maybe that's the din, that one who lives in Chutz Laaretz is not Chayv in Korban Pesach. So on the side of the page, on that Tosfos, they have printed sideways. The Tosfos is written horizontally. Then they have vertically on the side. Look in the Mishnah Lamelech on the bottom of the Rambam. Mishnah Lamelech says this whole Tosfos doesn't make sense from top to bottom. There is no such thing. The one who lives in Chutz Laaretz is not Chayv in Korban Pesach. Where in the world did they dig this one up from? There's no source for that. So one of the Gedolim writes in his Sefer, he knows what the source is. There are a few Gemaras that indicate that the Ikat Tzirim of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz Laaretz are Ki Yechidim. So that's what Tosfos says. The Gemara says in Yuma that Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur. Usually a Korban Tzibur is Tamidim and Musafim that's paid for from Machtas HaShekel money. But Korban Pesach is paid for from private money. Each person pays on his own. So Korban Pesach should really be a Korban Yochid. Shouldn't be called a Korban Tzibur. But the Gemara says we call it a Korban Tzibur as opposed to Korban Yochid because Osi Bechenufya. Because all the Jews, thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews, come all together to Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach, so that's why we give it the status of the Korban Tzibur. So that's what one of the Gedolim writes in the Sefer. Maybe that's what Tosfos meant. That since the Korban Pesach is the Korban Tzibur, so whoever lives in the Chutz Laaretz is not part of the Tzibur. So it could be, I don't remember, it could be that he mentions this Gemara also, I don't remember. There was an Ungarish Rav who was always the Hungarian Rabbanim before HaKalmus HaMedina. They were the ones who opposed the Zionist movement because they were all afraid of the Minchas Aluza, the Minkatcher. He was the main anti-Zionist. So this Ungarish Rav was also anti-Zionist. And then in the middle of the war, when the Nazis were killing everybody, so he wrote a whole sefer, Eim Abanim Smecha. This is terrible. If we would have all gone to Eretz Yisrael, we would have been alive today. Then after he published the Sefer, he was killed by the Nazis. He wrote a whole Sefer about how important it is to move to Eretz Yisrael, what a big mitzvah it is. And he wrote this when he was running away from the Nazis. He didn't have any swerve. He wrote everything from memory. Unbelievable. And not just Gemaras from memory. From Tanakh and from the Forshim, from Rishonim, Achronim, Chassidish swerve, all over the place. Unbelievable Sefer. So the author of the Ema Abanim Smecha, Rabbi Socha, Taichtal. So he has Shadis Tshuva Svarim. I think it's called Pula Socha, because his name was Yisocha. So I think the Tshuvas are called Pula Socha. So he has this Tshuva, one of his Tshuvas in Chelek Arachayim, he has like this. That the Ikit Tziruf of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we can understand the Hava Amina. One might have thought that it says Be'artzuchem. He can only be Mekabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Because Kabbalah Sagir means that we're accepting him that he should be a member of Klal Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, that's where you have Klal Yisrael Chutz Laaretz, maybe he can't be Mekabel Ger. So that's what the Gemara says on the top line on Mem Zayinim and Aleph. No. Talmud Lama, you have a Pasuk Yitcho. B'chol Machmash Yitcho. Whatever. In Cain, if so, that you can be Mekabel Ger. Bein Bo'aretz, Bein B'chutz Laaretz. Why does it say in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rabbi Yehuda, the first time is Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, Bo'aretz tzarich lahavi raya, b'chutz la'aretz ein tzarich lahavi raya. I know the fellow was an Achri. I knew him for 20 years, Flanagan. He was in the American Army with me. And then I haven't seen him the last couple of years. So he comes in chutz la'aretz, and he tells me that he converted and he's Jewish. So Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to bring any raya. Even though I know it's keneged cheskasisa, I know he was an Achri all the years. I knew him for 20 years. The last year I haven't seen him. So if in chutz la'aretz he comes and he tells me that he converted, then we believe him. And Eretz Yisrael, then tzarich la'avi raya. Why in chutz la'aretz not? So the sum of the pshat is, it's an umdur in the moment. Which Meshugan of Goy is going to want to say that he's Jewish? If you say in Eretz Yisrael, I'm Jewish, then you can get ahead in the army, you can get ahead in business, you can get ahead in the government, you can get the lekut shikhapeya, everything is going to be much easier. That's why a lot of non-Jews are converting in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't plan to keep any mitzvahs at all. They just want to get ahead. The society is such that, right or wrong, society is such that the Jews, it's a Jewish country, so the Jews get ahead. Like in Germany, before the war, so many Jews were converting to become Christians, because as a Jew, you couldn't get ahead. As a Christian, you can get ahead. You can be successful in life. So that's what the Tanya Yudah says. B'chutz la'aretz, ein tzarich la'avi raya. B'chutz la'aretz, if the fellow comes, he's b'cheskas ha'goy, Flanagan. I knew him for 20 years that he's not Jewish. But if b'chutz la'aretz he comes and he says that he converted, it's a rubah d'leisa kamon, like we have it in. Let's say you have a situation where you really need to aid him. Adab should be ever a topic, and you need to aid him. But it happens to be a milsa davida leglui. So the Gemara said, milsa davida leglui, loy mishakri inshi. A person wouldn't want to get caught red-handed in a lie. So if a person is going to, an aid echad, is going to tell me something, and within a day or two, within a month or two, we're going to find out, and he lives here. We're going to catch him in a lie. So he's never going to want to tell a lie. So it's a rubah d'leisa kamon that it's true. It's not that he has the monas. We don't believe him. Really, it's a topic that really needs to aid him. But if it's a milsa d'avid l'glui, it's a rubah d'leisa kamon that it must be true. Masha'in can in Eretz Yisrael, if he's going to say, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to say he converted. So it's not the rubah d'leisa kamon. Maybe he's going to try to get away with it. To say that he's Jewish, because things are much, life is much better for the Jews and for the non-Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, get ahead. So that's Divrei Reb Yehuda. And the Chachamim Marim and the Chachamim disagree. Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, Tzarich La'avi Raya. No, if he's Becheskas Nochri, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, you have to have Eidim. So that's what the Rosh made a suggestion. Maybe it's a fundamental machlokes between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Not only about chutz la'aretz, whether tzarich la'avi raya, whether geirus is considered a davar she'bi'erva. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds saying that a person is Jewish is not a davar she'bi'erva. But saying, and the Chachamim disagree, having the status of being a Jew, that itself is a davar she'bi'erva. Could be that, according to the Rosh, so they say, according to the Rosh, could be that that's the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. There's a Minchas Chinuch. I remember when I was in first year high school, at the end of my first year high school, I was in Rabbi Tendler's year in the yeshiva. I should have a Tendler, he should be well. So he sent a whole group of boys to learn the Lakewood. At that time, his brother, who was later on was in Baltimore yeshiva, so his brother was single at that time, and his brother was learning the Lakewood. He looked after the group, the contingent, okay. It was a small yeshiva. Baron Kotler was there after just one Shabbat, then he went there. It's all, there was a Knesset Agdailo. There was an international convention that the Aguda had. So he was only there one Shabbat. He wasn't there in the week. He was just there on Shabbat. He gave a shiur. Then he flew off to Eretz Yisrael. And there were about 10 boys from YU were there. So I remember at Shalosh Shudis, I was sitting next to Yankel Schiff, and he was talking about Minchas Chinuch. Yankel Schiff prepared the shiur with Rabbi Aaron Kotler, and he said the Chazara shiur. Rabbi Aaron Kotler said the shiur on Shabbos afternoon. That's why they don't have tapes. Most of the shiur, they don't have tapes, because they always gave the shiur on Shabbos. He wasn't there in the middle of the week. He was in New York, always raising money. So everybody ran to the room in the back of the Beis Medrash right after the shiur was over. Yankel Shiv said over the shiur. I wasn't even 14 years old then. That was the summer that I was going to turn 14. So I didn't understand one word that Rabban Kotu said. I didn't understand one word that Yankel Shiv said. So I wanted to sit next to him by Shabbos Shudah. See, afterward, this one's on Shabbos afternoon. I want to sit to talk to him learning, to try to get something. So I remember what he spoke about. The Minchas Chinuch has the following sofek. The din requires two kosher eidim to come and testify. We saw the new moon in order that Bezin should be able to be Mekadosh HaChodesh al Pihariyah. If they want, they can be Mekadosh HaChodesh without the eidim. But it's preferable, it's a mitzvah b'shleimusa, to be Mekadosh HaChodesh al Pihariyah, that witnesses preferable is that they should be telling the truth. The second best is that the eidim will testify falsely that we saw the moon. That's also better than without. And then the third best is if there's no Edom at all, even Edi Sheker, and no Edom at all, then Bez just declares that Edom is Chodesh and Farti. So the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. What if one of the Edom, or both of the Edom who are coming to say, we saw the new moon, what if they themselves are not Bar Mitzvah? So that's no good. An Edom, in order to be kosher, Edom has to be a Bar Mitzvah. So what if one or both of the Eidim Aktanim, but they're going to become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh? So if today is Rosh Chodesh, then they're kosher Eidim. So they come to Beis Din, and the Beis Din says, show me a birth certificate. Show me a passport. So I show my passport, and it says, I'm a Katan. I'm going to become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh. So the Minchas Chinuch is wondering, what's the din? If we'll accept their testimony, then it'll come out that they are kosher leidus. If we accept them, they're telling us that today is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they are gedolim. Because when you didn't accept them, so the ketanim, so what's the din? So that's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. So I remember Yankel Shiff, he's a big tamchav, married the daughter of Radovel Soloveitchik. He lives in Yerushalayim. I think he still gives shiur. He's older, probably 10 years older than me. So he said he doesn't understand the whole Minchas Chinuch. Even if witnesses testify that we saw the new moon, it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh automatically. Bezin can decide to ignore the two witnesses. El Me'ad Hashem says in last week's Sedrin, and more, it says three times, El Me'ad Hashem Shetiku Osam, and the word Osam is missing above all three times, I think. So the Tanoim, and we believe the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So every so often the Gemara will make a drasha on a mole or a chosen. Why is the word written mole? Why is the word written chosen? Like sometimes the word na'aro is spelled nun ayin resh hey, and most of the time na'aro is spelled nun ayin resh. It's spelled without a hey. So the Gemara has a comment about that also in the fourth parak in Ksubas. Why is it sometimes spelled mole with a hey, sometimes without a hey? Sometimes the word kadosh is spelled with avav, without avav, tohor. Sometimes spelled with avav, without avav. So the Gemara learns that dinim from this. Why is it spelled chasa? Why is it spelled mole? The Gemara darshans everything, because our tradition has it. We believe Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. Am I okay?
We hear you perfectly, no picture.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to do about the picture. Okay. So the din is that if two...
Okay, we have your picture. We don't have any audio.
Shefter, you're muted.
Rabbi, I just had to unmute you.
Okay. How are we now?
We are able to hear.
Okay. So we've been saying, if two Eidim come to Bezin, they're in their 50s. Two Eidim come to Bezin, and they say, we saw the Levana. Bezin can decide not to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Just because that, even though we accept what they said as true, we believe you that you saw the Levana. But it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh automatically till Bezin declares it. Bezin has the right to declare it Rosh Chodesh, even if no Eidim come. Bezin has the right not to declare it Rosh Chodesh, even if the Eidim do come. So that's where Rabbi Yankel Shiff had a taina against him in Haschinach. The whole suffix doesn't make any sense. He had a suffix, if Eidim come to say, we saw the Levana, and if we'll accept their testimony, and their birthday is Amr Shchedesh. So if we'll accept their testimony, then they'll be kosher. But Kozman, we didn't accept their testimony, they're not kosher. So you have a suffix, is it acceptable? So he tied it, how can it be acceptable? Even if we will accept their testimony, we have to declare Mekudosh HaChedesh. Kozman, the Bezin doesn't declare it as Shchedesh, it doesn't become Shchedesh automatically. So that was a stark taina. But over here in our case, the Tosfos raised the possibility that a person comes to Yerushalayim and he says, I am Jewish, I want to buy a share in a Korban Pesach. The Tosfos says, Eidech Nehme B'Yisurim. Why? Yeah, because if he's Jewish, he's automatically Jewish. You don't need anything more. If you believe him, if you'll accept what he said, then it comes out that he's Jewish. Then you have the right to accept what he said. If you don't believe that he's Jewish, then he's not kosher leidus. But if you will accept what he said, that he's Jewish, then he's kosher leidus. So we assume in our Gemara, according to the first Tana Rabbi Yudah, that testifying about establishing whether a person is Jewish or not is an issue of Isurim. It's not called the Dabash of Bi'erva, and therefore Eid Echad is Neman, and therefore Eid Mipi Eid is Neman, and therefore even Eid Echad is Neman, he's Neman to be Machsha himself. He's going to come and say, I am Jewish. He will be believed. By the Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not the same. Even if you believe him, he doesn't become a Gadol automatically. He's still a Kotten. So the Bezin declares that it should be Rosh Chodesh. This issue of the definition of Dabash should be ever was relevant for requiring Eidim to establish that a person is a Kohen. The Gemara is Beferish like this. The Rambam is also Beferish. To establish that a person is a Kohen, so Mikir Adin, the Din is Eid Echad, is Neman B'Yisur. A man comes and he says, I am a Kohen, so you believe him, he gets the first Aliyah, he can do Pidyon HaBen, and so on and so forth. It's only a Chumrah Midrabanan that you need Hakorim Pi Acherim. You need someone else to testify about him. Maybe he wants to be a Kohen, he likes to get the first Aliyah, and he wants to get money from Pidyon HaBen, and he wants to get Truma. We're Choshe that maybe he's Meshaker. But if not for that Chumrah Midrabanan, it's clear in the Gemara, the Rambam, Mikra Din Deraisa, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim would apply to establish Kahuna. So the answer absolutely worked on that. How come, if you say the definition of Dovish Adiyarva means, I am muted again? So what do I do if I'm nobody?
You're not muted. We lost your video, but it's okay. We hear you perfectly.
Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this. Why is it that by kuhuna, mikar adin, eid echad is neman? And over here, it's machlek zabiyudin ha-chachamim, and the Rosh raised the possibility, maybe the chachamim disagree in principle with Rav Yudah, and they hold mikar adin, that establishing that a person is Jewish is a dovish of the erva. Maybe it's not called eid echad neman visurim. How come by kuhuna it's eid echad neman visurim? And by Geiris, it's according to the Chachamim, why should it be a Dovish of the Erva? Rav Soloveitchik spoke about that Kahuna goes over to the children, Mashenik and Geiris. Geiris, each person could become Jewish on his own. He was trying to figure out why he was groping. He was trying to figure out why is there room to distinguish between the two. But that's clear from the Gemara. Mikar Adin De'Araisa, Eid Echad is, a person comes and he said, Koyen Ani, Mikar Adin is believed. It's only a Chumrah that you need Hakor Mepi Acherim. Someone else has to establish that he's a Koyen. And since it's only a Chumrah Midrabanan, that's what the Shach writes in Yerudeya. if you have a big, take for example, a person comes and wants to divorce his wife. So Mikaradin, the Gemara is like, Miktois points this out. Mikaradin, the person is believed to say, my name is Pliny Ben Pliny, and this is my wife, and I want to give her a get. But with the Rabbanon, you need Hakorim et the Acherim. You need someone else to come and testify, this is the husband, this is the wife, because maybe this is the wife's boyfriend. Maybe this is the fellow who wants to marry her. So he's going to say, my name is, he'll say the husband's name. And the Bezim will write a get, and the husband never authorized the writing of the get. So the boyfriend will come to Beis Din and have them write a get with the correct name. And then he'll go to a different Beis Din and he'll say, I want you to be Mesayid Kedushin. My wife got a get from her husband. So maybe he'll lie. So it's a chumrah mid rabbanon that you don't rely on hakara mipi atzmo. You need hakara mipi acher. Nonetheless, there's a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishaya mushloch before, the Romans would throw a lot of Jews into prison. And they would let them die there. They would die from starvation. So the Mishnah has the case, Mishaya mushloch before, a person is in a dungeon, and he screams out, my name is so-and-so. I come from such a city. My wife's name is such-and-such. Please do me a favor. I don't like my wife to be an aguna. Please write a get on my hukosh. Whoever can hear me screaming, please, Ayit. Whoever hears me, please write a get and give it to my wife and tell her that she's megoreshes and she's allowed to remarry. So the Mishnah says, so the Gemara says, but how do you know that it's true? Maybe that's not him. Maybe that's a friend of the husband. How do you know that that's true? So the Gemara says, b'shas hashakona, because we know it's not for pishem akirin. So the Tzai says, you see from that Gemara in Gittin that the requirement for Hakorim and Piacherim is only a Chumra Midirabonon. And if you have a big Shas Hatchak, you have no way to get a Hakorim and Piacherim. The guy's going to die in the dungeon over there. You have no choice. So that's what the Shachan Yeridea writes, that for many generations there were so many pogroms, let's say the Nazis, a lot of times they wiped out a whole village. There's only one or two survivors. So a man comes to America, he says, I know I'm a Kohen. I was a Kohen in Daltein. How can he get Hakorim Pi Acher? How are you going to get someone else to testify that he was a Kohen? It's like B'shas Safakana. Kohen Svilinos, Nafal Pishayim Akirim. Since the whole need for Hakorim Pi Acherim is only with the Rabbanon, Se'echad Efsher, Efsher, Echad Efsher, so you have no Breira. So that's what the Shach writes in Yoredeir, that strictly speaking, Medina de Gemara, in Chalas Chutzla Oretz, everybody's tummy, basically, today. Everybody, even the Kohanim, never went to a funeral. They're also everybody went to a funeral sometime or another. The Kohen went to a relative's funeral, and someone else went to a funeral, shook hands with him, and they have Cherev Harei Kacholo. So everybody, came out, everybody's going to be a tummy. So Chalas, Truman Eretz Yisrael, is only muta to a Tohar. If a person is a tummy, can't eat. Chalas Chutz Lorenz, they were Mako. It's only also to one who has a tumah ayotzo lemigufa, a zab, a zaba, a yaledis, a mitzora, a balkeri. One of the people who has developed a tumah in his own body. But if he only has tumas mago, so since chalas chutzlaret is only a derabonon, it's a derabonon on top of a derabonon, because even chala and eretz yisod is manas, that's only a derabonon. So a mekel, that one who has a tumas mago, is permitted to eat chalas chutzlaret. Only one who has tumah ayotzo lemigufa, like a balkeri, has to go to mikveh before he wants to eat chalas chutzlaret. But the question is, so the Gemara says, if a person is a balkeri, a kohen is a balkeri, he can go to mikveh and can eat chalas chutzlaret. So the Shachan Yeridea raises the question, how come we never heard for generations? We never heard that any other kohanim should go to mikveh and eat chalas chutzlaret. So he quotes from earlier sources, from earlier poskim, that since for many generations we have been violating the din, we believe that if we accept the person himself comes and he tells us after pogrom, he tells us that goes to a different village, he tells us that he's one of the few survivors, he's a kohen, and there's no other person who survived from the village to say that he's a kohen. So we have been violating the din derabbanan for so many years. So we violate the din derabbanan, we give him the first aliyah, do pidyon ha'ben, you have no breira. And that's the din, since the whole need for Hakorim, the Acherim is only with the Rabbanon. So if you have a Shas HaTchak, Godel, then you don't need Hakorim, the Acherim. But for the purpose of eating Chala, we're Machmer, because we know that we're not satisfying the need with the Rabbanon to have Hakorim, the Acherim. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik spoke about. Why is it that by Truman, it's the Befeirish in the Gemara, that it's not a Dovah Shebi Erva? that a person is neman on himself to say koyin ani. It's only chumris midirabbanan that you need hakorim mipi acherim. Someone else should identify him. And by geiris, it's a machlekes hatanaim, and the Rosh says maybe we shouldn't pasken like Rabbi Yudit. Maybe we should pasken like nachachomim. That hakorim mipi acherim, that eid mipi eid would not be acceptable. Okay, Linetta, next week we'll have to continue with this Gemara. This Shabbos we would lay in Bahar B'chu Kaisai, that's a Takonis Ezra, that the second Shabbos before Shavuos we lay in the Teichachem B'chu Kaisai, and the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah we lay in the Teichachem Kisavoy. And the Gemara says the reason for the Takon, it's interesting, the Gemara in Bava Kamma at the end of Perek Merubah quotes all the 10 Takonis of Ezra. It doesn't mention this. There are all kinds of Takonis. And this is a Gemara at the end of Megillah, the Gemara has. Ezra made a Takon to lay in the Teichach, the two Teichach, the second Shabbos before Shavuos and the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why is Tichl Hashanah B'Kibl HaSeha, Tachol Shana or Birchay Seha. That's what we wish and we pray and we hope. It should be Tichol Shana B'Kibla Seha, the Klolus, all of the Tzaris that the whole world is going through should end already. The Mefarshim raised a question that the Gemara tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, the practice was that they didn't make a Siyam on the whole Torah once a year like we do now. The Rambam writes, the minig ha-pashut, the common minig all over the world now is that we finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah cycle in one year. We make the Siyam on Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, they make the Siyam on Shmini Atzeres. But years ago, in the days of the Gemara, the practice in Eretz Yisrael was that it was a three-year cycle. And they would sometimes make the Siyam on Pesach, sometimes on Shavuot, sometimes on Sukkot. And they had different piyutim. We have all the piyutim for Simchas Torah. But years ago, you find in the old Machzorim from centuries ago that they had special piyutim when the siyum of all of the Chamish and Chumash Yoter would be on Pesach or on Shavuos. So the Achreinim are bothered with the Kasha. If you look, the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the page in the big regular Gemaras, a Masechah Sofrim, in the back of Masechah Zavod Zorah, that Masechah Sofrim is not written by the Tanoim. The Magen Avraham writes that it was written in the days of the Goyim. It was written by the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. There were Goyim in Babel and Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of times the practices, the Minhagim that are described in Masechet Yisrael are not followed. The Minhagim Eretz Yisrael, and we usually follow the Minhagim from Babel. So this is the question that's raised. The Masechet Sofrim quotes the practice that you lay in the Techechen B'chu Kaisai the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Techachen Kisavai, the second Shabbos, the penultimate Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But in Eretz Yisrael, they had a three-year cycle in the days of the Gemara. So how can they have fulfilled Takanas Ezra? This is Nichet, you have a one-year cycle. So you can arrange it in such a way that the Chukaisa is always the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and Kisavai, second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But if you have a three-year cycle, everything is drawn out. So how's it going to work out? So they answer, the Nachlas Yaakov and others, they give the same answer. They say, no, it's like Shabbos Parshas Parah, like Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, Shabbos Parshas Zoch, take out two Sefer Torah. Whatever the Parshas HaShavua is, whatever happens to be your lane. And the second Sefer Torah, the lane, the Techachem Kisova, the lane, the Techachem B'chukosai, it's a separate kriya. We have arranged it in such a way that it's a one-year cycle, and we kill two birds with one stone. It's the Parshas HaShavua, and we're also Yotze in the Parshas HaShavua is the Techach HaBuchu Kaisai, and then before Rosh Hashanah will be the Techach and Kisavai. But in the days of the Gemara, that they had a three-year cycle in Eretz Yisrael, they would take out two Sefer Torah, and this would be a separate Kriya. Yeah. We should all have in mind that it should be Tichl Hashanah B'Kibla Seha, Tochol Shana, or Birchay Seha. Maybe I'll share with everybody. We had a simcha. We have a few grandchildren. So we have his grandchildren. My oldest grandchild just had a baby. The great-grandchild was born the day in Eretz Yisrael, the day before Lag BaOmer, on Monday afternoon. So we are celebrating here. Everyone should be healthy. Later next week, we'll continue in the Gemara.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Mazel tov, much, much nachas.
Amen.
Mazel tov, thank you, and Yashu Koach.
Mazel tov, mazel tov. Mazel tov. Thank you.
This meeting is being recorded.